Make a little bit.
May God forgive us.
Just
may
God, God forgive us. Us.
May God
may God
forgive us.
Fucking forgive us.
May God forgive us.
One, two, three, four.
You're giving us virgin blood.
The apocalypse.
Oh, yeah. What happened? You mail us your...
So mail us your virgin blood. We really need blood to run our blood running machine.
It powers us with the
blood.
It would be best an O negative for the universal donor.
True. You gotta fucking love that O negative.
Tune in.
The demons are very specific with all of their preferences.
We must tune in.
Yeah.
To Radio Free Brooklyn, the Apocalypse at 2 p.m.
Wow. Well, guys.
That was perfect.
Ow, I don't know about you, bitches. But my nipples are red.
Oh, so hard.
So
oh,
much.
God.
So
I wasn't sure Jesus was coming back, but now I'm convinced.
Inshallah.
So, hey.
There it is.
Hey guys, welcome to the Apocalypse Cast.
Come on, New York City.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What?
Welcome, welcome. My name's Pat. I'm the host of the Apocalypse Cast.
He's a raging Cajun.
My name's Jed. You've heard this before. Your life is a lie.
It's happening.
Anyways. So I woke up this morning and I was having a little bit of a confusing time.
I'm an investigator.
Is that me? Do I hear myself?
I don't know. Why?
Who are we? Like, what is life?
Up is down, left is right. Boobs are asses.
Who is the Apocalypse Cast? Like,
host of the Apocalypse Cast.
I hear that Jad is the host.
He's also a small arm specialist.
Oh, and it is true. He is actually a small arm.
I'm really good with small. If you got tiny arms,
yeah,
your guy.
I feel like I'm tripping right now.
Guys, we're the Apocalypse Cast on the Apocalypse Cast. Jesus H. W. Bush. We don't need any more guests.
We heard you guys like the Apocalypse Cast, so we put the Apocalypse Cast in your Apocalypse Cast. You can Apocalypse while you're Apocalypse.
Imagine there's a T-Rex in a messy room, and he's just trying to make the bed. And it'll just make your day so much better.
I read today that T-Rex
Wait. Is this art right now?
Like how that would be.
Concept
is this art.
It's
art imitating life, actually.
I don't know. I think it might be.
Is this recent recordings imitating less recent recordings?
Well, I always had the idea of, I always thought that it would be a good idea to listen to the podcast.
Soon may become Northwest Al.
Whoa.
Oh, oh, can you imagine the shame of Northwest Al?
Yeah, I'll never
Mountain
be.
Man.
I'll have no home. I'll never be.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God, no!
Oh, no. It's the Apocalypse episode that
it's
we recorded
happening.
2 minutes ago.
Ah, we're stuck in a time loop.
It's dying.
Oh, God!
We resurrected it.
It's the Apocalypse Cast live on the Apocalypse Cast. Jesus, no!
It's happening. Where am I?
What's up?
How's
it
Who am I?
Hey, yo.
Didn't they say in Back to the Future you should never meet your past self?
We met our dad! We fucked our own dad!
I haven't been
born! Wait, what?
We fucked our own granddad!
Wait.
No!
That was Back to the Future. He gets this close to his mom.
Shame.
Yeah, because his mom's kind of a
Yeah.
She's kind of
also, if you fucked your dad, it would be inconsequential. I mean, it would just be like...
It matters emotionally! Oh, God! Jesus, no!
For you, but for him, it just always was that way.
Not what a stranger!
So dark.
All right, that's enough of that. Jesus.
That's
wow, I almost thought that. Woo.
What happened to our guest? Didn't we have a call-in?
I thought that we had, but...
Can we revisit him? I feel like he's in the past. I think we lost him in the past.
Well, it's sad. You know, we've all lost so many things.
Let's see if he's in the past.
We've lost so
Jesus
much.
Christ, if you're still listening, what a trip.
Is he lost in the time?
Hello?
Oh,
there
shit.
He is.
Yes, we can hear you.
Yes.
Are you there?
Holy shit.
Oh, you're
God.
Back.
Work.
Dude.
Guys,
oh, my God.
It's like this
it's
voice has been
miracle.
Reaching out to us in the darkness of all the different...
Wow.
We were speaking to ourselves, and then he was on the line.
Amazing.
We opened a portal into
heaven.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Big Lebowski.
Guys,
is here.
I don't know what's happening, but I do know that I am hard as a fucking rock. So
this is bizarre.
I mean, wait, that is an apocalypse. First, instead of opening a portal into hell, we opened a portal into the past and the present.
That's true.
That was good.
And into Florida.
We always have
can
a portal
you,
into
and into Florida. Florida.
Can you, like, properly?
Yeah, we hear you, man.
Yeah, you
properly.
Sound great.
Awesome.
Jesus Christ.
Awesome.
I feel like future generations are going to study what just happened.
Yep.
They're going to apply math to it.
I think so. Yeah, they are.
They're going to do meth off of it.
wait, dude,
you're in Boca, right? You're in Boca?
Yeah, Boca Raton.
What year is it?
Boca Raton.
Sorry, what year is it? What year is it, Greg?
Boca Haram.
What year is it down here or up there?
What year is it in Boca Haram, Florida?
It's always 1989 down here, my man.
Oh,
got him.
Damn.
Is that where Trump lives?
These people are dead or dying.
Including yourself.
Isn't he spending
but
American
it's beautiful.
Money in Florida?
Sounds like America to me.
Is it a nice place to die?
It is. It's the perfect place. It's a casket with, like, tropical palm trees. It's great.
And for the most part, how do they do the killing? Is it dropping? Smashing? Burning?
Drowning?
Slicing. It's obviously slicing. You cut the throat.
All the death.
Did you never see Apocalypse Now?
No.
You cut the throat.
Wait, Midwest Al has also been Florida Al briefly.
Are they slicing people down there, or are they crushing them?
No, it's mostly they say that like almost like 30% of the state's like 60 plus or something like that.
Well,
the home health aides with the chloroform. Ooh. That's usually how it sort of.
That's so boring,
but it's chloroform,
though.
And then they do
I want
they,
something
do
a
they,
little more violent.
Do they slice them or do
no,
they?
No, they chloroform them and then they just run them over with a car.
Oh, that's it. Please, everyone, lean into the mic.
She's like desperate housewives. She's like,
I really want you guys to. We have listeners in the Middle East.
It's the lightning strike.
The lightning strike. Wait, what?
That makes no
lightning
sense.
Strike.
You kill these people by means of...
No, the golf courses, they're out on the golf courses, these old people, and they get nailed, man.
Old people get nailed.
From the crocodile
I'm not
as
kidding.
Well,
we got sirens that play, like, letting us know that lightning's coming.
Like the tornado siren?
But is,
like
it, is this like PC
Zeus?
Culture where they have to call it lightning instead of Jesus?
This is a secular nation.
Yeah,
you know
that it's because Jesus was pissed. You know it's actually Jesus coming back, but because of PC culture, they have to call it lightning.
Yeah, if I knew a friend who got struck by lightning and they died, I would then go on to tell everyone that actually they did all these mischievous, like, deceitful things. And be
and
like,
Christ
yeah, that's
came
actually
from.
Why they got struck by lightning.
That's why
those
like,
things
man.
Will be true,
oh,
of course.
Yeah, from the 1500s through the 1980s, lightning was actually properly called Jesus' sword.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, the sword of Christ. Saif ad-Din. Saif al-Isa.
Like, rainy with a chance of Jesus' sword today.
Yeah. It would pretty much be a nice. If a man was struck down by lightning, it would pretty much be taken as a celebration. Everyone would rejoice that the right person was slain, and then everyone would just go through their wallet and take their shoes, and they would just and people would just use that money to drink for that day.
So,
it was a celebration.
Greg, our apocalypse guest, I have a question for you. You with us, buddy?
Did he have the same fate as everyone else
Jesus
in Boko Haram?
He's halfway to Mosul by now.
Is there any way to make sure Greg has not been killed by Christ?
Is he here?
Somebody, listeners down in Boko Haram, Boko...
Let's crowdsource this. Bible reading Christians in Florida. Has Greg been killed by Christ?
Yeah.
And lightning?
Call us.
Let's check the Twitter feed.
Call or text. Radio Free Brooklyn.
I've seen it happen.
Tomorrow at 2 p.m.
Guys, we have no traffic on our Twitter. # Apocalypse now.
We have a Twitter?
No.
Well, we do have a Twitter.
We probably should get
a Twitter if we want to have traffic on it.
I'm like out in the garden at Radio Free Brooklyn.
The Grey Gardens?
Meditating. Grey Gardens.
Oh, those two old sluts?
Did you see, what was that show where they do spoofs?
Documentary
murder.
Now.
Yes. Oh my God, have you guys seen that?
Yeah.
You do a spoof on Grey Gardens.
You know the thing
like
is,
Greg Armisen is like one, and what's it? Bill
there's,
Hader.
Their spoof is like a shot by shot recreation.
It's fucking
you
good.
Can't. Grey Gardens is so bad that you can't spoof it.
No,
it's just so fucking
stupid.
No, but
you think they're murderers, and so this spoofs it, and like, are they murderers? Like that's the whole question, and the whole show is like, did they like kill a bunch of people?
No, but you realize they pull like direct quotes from Grey Gardens.
Yeah.
Into that show.
I know. I thought it was like a joke, and I'm like, no, but really, this is like Jackie O's cousin or something.
Well, they use the sweatpants over their head.
Don't give it away. So good.
Just to hide the tentacles.
Now, earlier we were talking about Nikki the Wolf.
Except that was yesterday.
It was yesterday. It was in the time warp.
So you're not going to get to hear it.
But our apocalypse guests are not going to get a chance to hear it. Can you hear it? Do we have a friend with us? Is our friend with us?
Hello.
Hello.
Please come again. And no.
Guys,
so
this
moving on.
Are we here?
This is like the weird indie movie episode of the Apocalypse where we go backward and forward in time.
Yeah. The primer.
This is the primer episode.
Are you there yet? Are you there? Can you hear
the
me?
Rules are super complex.
Can you hear me now?
The primer episode. Oh God, the primer episode.
This is the episode where like Christ has already come and gone. And everyone's disappointed.
We're like, just like trying to wait. We're like, so no more children born half goat, half sheep.
No, he just offered like a really good deal on a Toyota Corolla.
What if Jesus came back and people were like, man, the hype was so real. Like, there's no way he could have lived up to it.
Can you hear us?
Yeah. We got some technical difficulties here, Brooklyn. Calling in from Florida, possibly dead.
Possibly undead.
Possibly undead. That's the next thing. Possibly possessed. possibly possessed. Well, he'll have to communicate over text from the underworld.
I guess he's going to have to communicate through the hell portal.
Yeah, to get the inside scoop. Apocalypse 5.
Yeah, reporting live from the Hellmouth.
Do we have any way to...
When's the last Hellmouth you went to, guys? When's the last one you appeared in?
I don't know.
Oh, man. No, I feel like just another week I was walking past over in Chelsea, like right by the Chelsea Market. They opened up one. You see like the ladies
with the smelly one.
Yeah, yeah, with their yoga pants. And they just drop right in. Because
is that
where
the Chelsea Market like lit on fire last week?
Yeah,
right? That was there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Holy noxious shit, clouds.
Where all those kids died.
What the fuck?
Yeah, the howling. I mean, it's been hard to get to sleep, honestly.
Wow.
It was New York One reported like 20 kids and at least 5 wolves.
What?
Killed.
Wolves? Yeah.
The wolves of New York.
The wolves was the hardest part to do it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Buffalo,
it's like children.
One of the wolves was pregnant and one of the children had an inappropriate older adult partner.
What? Yeah, and they found the helmet.
Well, that partner is without them now. They're grieving.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah. That's so dark.
Yeah.
It's really dark.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the adults should have fallen in the helmet, but helmets, they take the innocent. They take the goddamn innocent.
Real talk, New York.
I was trying to go hiking in Pennsylvania, and I was by this place. I think we talked about it before, Centralia, Pennsylvania.
Yes, yes, yes. The OG
Hellmouth. There's a
Hellmouth
in Centralia where, like, there's like
a
mine that's been burning underground since the 70s. It's like some really dense oil, and they thought they could mine it for.
Since the
energy.
Second betrayal of Christ.
Yeah.
People know about the
yeah.
first one in the Bible,
it's
but
true.
The second, we crucified Christ the second time in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Nixon covered it up.
Yeah, and they were like, no more acid, and we're going to kill Christ again. Like,
no, wait, no, Nixon
part of the 70s.
Nixon was not president in the 70s. Jimmy Carter covered it up.
They accidentally lit this oil on fire, and it's like super dense, and then just the whole mine apparently goes for just miles and miles beneath the Earth's crust.
Wow.
The whole thing lit on fire and started smoking in this whole town.
So it's an underground ocean of fire.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
The whole highway cracked. It's like this forbidden, like, empty town. So I wasn't driving. I was like, I'm not fucking going near that Hellmouth. So I start driving towards what it says is a trail. And I'm driving along and I see on my Google Maps it says Hellmouth. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm going straight through the Hellmouth.
Hello?
I speed the fuck up.
Hey!
I go through.
What?
Oh, the voice has returned to us from the darkness.
And then I have to go, keep on going to my trail. And there on the left is Trump Road. And I was like, God damn it.
Yes.
God damn it.
Yeah, that's right.
And at the top of the hill by the trail is a huge funnel of like smoke poison. I was like, this is crazy hiking.
So hell
like,
hiking.
How do I get home? Yeah.
Hell hiking.
Yeah.
Anyways, our correspondent from the town of Portal Raton.
Yes, Portal
Florida.
Raton. He's back. Are you dead or undead?
Tell us, sir.
I am alive.
Oh,
what?
My goodness.
You survived.
There was a lot of fucking.
I'm alive and vibrant.
All right.
It sounds like our members saved you
from the hell wash.
Yeah. It sounds like they prayed and you were.
We do not have good encrypting here, and like a decent amount of our guests have been taken by jihadis.
Yeah, it's true.
So
it's true. People get snatched all the time.
We have a lot of. Yeah.
But this was different, Greg, because we were like hearing ourselves on the Apocalypse, having a conversation, criticizing ourselves on the Apocalypse while we were trying to tune into you to see if we could reach you through the maelstrom. Of the Apocalypse.
We were almost certain that you were in hell.
So far, there's just so many factors. Like, who are we? You know, Greg? Like, what is time?
The Norse have the myth of Ouroboros, the snake that circles the earth, and he eats his own tail.
Oh, Ouroboros the snake. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Here we are.
Yeah.
Are we in the belly? In the eye?
Greg, tell us a little bit about religion, about God, and like...
Well, this is... I think all of this is because I texted you once and said... I'm afraid that everybody else is far too intelligent for me on that podcast, and they're going to fuck with me, and that's exactly what's happening right now. So,
Greg,
good.
I wish that it was, because my life would be less painful.
It's
not really.
Florida.
And my friend,
your intelligence is far superior to mine.
Greg,
you're like a younger brother trying to hang out at the older brother's party. Like, we're just
going
to toss you around for 15 minutes and then make you go back upstairs.
Yeah, but the older brothers are huffing glue and like writing things in crayons.
No, they're
doing pretty well.
No, they're doing flaca.
You're doing all right.
They're doing flaca.
All right, guys.
It's a new drug.
We were going to talk about...
Wait, hold on. What is flaca? I really need to know.
Flaca is like you inject the blood of a virgin into your veins.
No, stop it. What is flaca? Is it bath
salts?
It's
like a powder that they like infuse with, I don't know, all sorts of chemicals that makes you go totally insane.
Oh, it's that guy that, like, is it Lil Wayne? He has, like...
Yes!
He has, like, epilepsy as well, so he keeps doing, like, shitloads of flaca.
Yes,
and he has seizures and shit. It's so dark.
Speaking of Lil Wayne, did you guys see the congressional hearings? When Jeff Sessions, they were like, Mr. Sessions, like, do you recall meeting with the Russian ambassador? And he was like, I do not recall.
I was doing flaca.
You remember that, the Lil Wayne testimony? When they're like, do you recall that you won album of the year? He's like, I do not recall that.
Oh my God, it's so dark.
And like, it could be Jefferson Beauregard Sessions in a different... Anyway, so we're gonna talk about a theme that I wanted to talk about was religious loopholes.
Yeah.
So
sneakiness. It's how you sneak your way into heaven or hell.
Through the eye of a needle.
Ooh. Or out of jail.
You just make a needle really big.
Yeah.
And then you can get like 50 true. Goddamn camels mm-hmm. through it.
Like a novelty needle.
Is our hellscape Raton correspondent still with us?
Haram.
Hello, Greg?
Haram.
Guys,
it's so strange.
This is the repetitive theme throughout the podcast, is that our guest diet.
Like, I feel like Captain Ahab right now. Well, I feel like I'm looking at
Boko Haram
right now.
We read just today about 130,000 people trapped on an unfinished road in a desert who are running from Boko Haram. And they're like, we'll go down this road and we'll go to Nigeria. And they're fucking stuck because China got fucking lazy. Fuck you, China. Didn't finish building the road. So 130,000 people running away. And they're like, and... now where do we fucking go? Like, they have no GPS. Dark.
Dark.
Fucking Boko Haram.
You know what? Boko Haram, Florida, we've had enough.
Yeah,
swing state, motherfuckers.
Yes.
Pieces of shit.
Do we need a song? Maybe we need
do,
a song.
But first, we're going to have a little conversation about whaling. Because we've been...
whaling?
We've been trying to catch Mr. Horowitz in the time fog. So I figured we might as well, you know, the time fog sees oceans. So we might as well talk about.
Oh, is this why you've had so much trouble contacting this guy? Is it because we were outside of time?
It's because we were outside of time. That's
shit.
Right.
Shit, that makes so much sense.
Jesus Christ, New York City. You'll note that the podcast is outside of time. Check your watches.
Yeah.
Now check it again. Has 3 days elapsed in a time that would elapse in 3 seconds? Don't be alarmed. It is but the podcast.
We were having a really dark conversation the other day about people who were beaten by their parents.
Oh, fun.
Like everybody?
Really fun. Yeah, like everybody, right? And we were talking about how, like, you can just fall asleep for, like, a day when you're really young.
I feel like parents that really don't beat their kids are weird. Mm. It's like, if you're not beating your kids, what are you doing? Yeah. Fucking them?
Man, damn.
Well, guys.
Damn. That took a twist.
Jesus.
Took a twist.
I'm a little worried.
Hopefully not both.
Ask in the real questions, America.
I feel like there's probably a lot of overlap.
It's a lot of trauma right now. Is this whale noises?
I know. Well, we're going to have to find Greg.
We're listening to dubstep.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Are we in the USS Apocalypse?
Yes, but it's the old-time USS Apocalypse before, but when it was on the surface of the sea. Before
oh,
it was
matey.
The,
oh,
when
matey.
It was hunting the creatures in the deep.
You have to hear the whale noises. Oh, it sounds like your dog.
Yeah, that sounds like a...
oh, Jesus.
That sounds like a sexy fucking whale.
Oh, mateys.
Where are ya?
We were all listening to Listen Crew. Here we are on the poop deck of the USS Apocalypse.
Surrounded by horny whales.
Surrounded by horned whales.
Yo, this whale sounds like a total slut.
And before...
it.
She's like,
before, we were talking with our...
Did you see the blowhole on that one?
It was dilated. A dilated blowhole.
Well, before we were staring down the blowhole of death, we were talking to our apocalypse correspondent in Fuckface Raton, and we...
Boko Haram, Florida.
I think went in the blowhole.
Okay, listen, we started the show, we were in like a time warp, and like it was like, who are we?
We were
having
a
conversation
there.
With ourselves.
I don't know how much time has passed.
And you were with us, but you were also with us before, but you were criticizing us while we are ourselves. But like, what does that even mean? And
who are we? Greg, what is life?
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
And then Greg called in through the time warp, and he was like, what is this voice? Hello, can you hear me? Yes, I'm from the great beyond. And then he got cut off, and then he called back in, and he was there.
Yeah.
And it was...
what's freaky about it is the first call was at Friday at 2:30.
Oh, God,
the second call was on Wednesday at 6 a.m. Mm-hmm.
But then, but now...
and here we are again.
And where did they get the blood?
Evening.
But so then he vanished into
he's,
the oceans of time.
He's losing blood. That's why it's taking so long. He has to recharge the blood.
But he can't send us blood. So he was in a whole vortex of, like, waves and time and ocean and, like, time. And who are we?
you know? And now he's lost in that. So it's like we're fucking wailing.
We had to find him.
We had to find him. So, all right, crew, so we ready?
Dude.
I can hear those whales. Those whales are getting aroused. It's mating season, you know?
They'll bring him to the surface.
Listen, lads. You ain't lads and lasses, because we're equal opportunity here.
We're mixed
but
group.
About fucking
and
murdering, about
lads
murdering
and lasses.
Whales.
You
lad
asses. You're not binaries. You're stillborns.
You've seen nothing. You've seen nothing until you've seen whales fuck.
Really?
All right. You're not a man. In my people, in my culture, in the French culture, they wake you up at like 4 a.m. Well, actually, I think we can recollect it a little bit. Because I had some cousins that lived in the north, actually, of France, by the sea, you know? Uh-huh. And when I was a child...
There is no sea in northern France, just for the geography experts out there.
There's a bit of sea.
There's 100% is sea, he doesn't know what he's talking about. There's two seas, actually. Well, one's a channel. Certainly. But what is a channel? You know what I mean? Like, who are we?
It's salty, the water's salty.
Like, what is MTV?
This is a twisted version of France from...
No, we have lots of seas.
Francophile himself.
We have the Mediterranean.
Whale fucking.
We have so many. We have seas up the Oise, all right?
There are whales fucking about. In the
No, there is a sea
seas.
Up there.
So anyways, when I was just a little boy visiting my cousins, my mother knocked on the...
That's like... Where's the sun?
Oh, mother, why have you woken me up here at 4 o'clock in the morning? Near the briny deep of our cousin's pub in the north of France.
This is the hour and the place of your fate!
Well, Mom, I'm scared. Why am I so frightened? I can hear the noises of the ocean as if they are calling to me somehow.
The resurrection move you! Are you not aroused?
Oh, mother, I don't know what to say. I feel weird, I feel funny. I feel the electricity from the ocean and the lightning.
Do not turn away!
So, my mother just made me stand there awkwardly while all like these fish noises happened. And then, to add indignity to it, she just grabbed me by the ear, fucking dragged me out. And then she walked me down to the dock. That sounds more like, I can't make that sound like steps. I wanted to. Yeah, there we go. We were walking down the dock. And I was like, hey, Mom. I was like, why are we walking down the dock?
There's no love! There's but the sea!
And I thought, why? Is there any type of strange custom in our French culture that I didn't know about that I will have to accomplish while I'm at sea? Mom, are you telling me that I have to go down and fuck a giant squid?
No!
In order to prove that I'm a man in France?
There are no men among squid! You must find and enter a whale! And fill him! Produce!
And I was like, oh, wow, that is interesting. You know, so whenever I watch Amelie or, like, The Triplets of Belleville or, like, any of those, like,
Frenchy-type
movies, I know, they're so beautiful. Paris is so cute. Yeah, whenever I see any type of, like, Frenchy movie, I just think of that. And and my nipples just get so... And you're just so hard.
And
you're just like...
you call to the whale that you entered. You're like, cuckoo.
And you're like, Mom, what if I can't come anymore?
Oh yeah, it's
she
true.
Shoves you
the
between
blowhole,
the slats
the blow
on the
hole.
Dock.
She's like, you're just like your dad.
Stop it.
Like, when you
we didn't beat you enough.
Well, and then I was like, Mom, please tell me the story about my father and the whale.
I hate thinking about your parents fucking. No offense.
I've met his parents. Wait, have you met?
That's not about my parents fucking. It's about my mother telling me about how real men have to go out and make love to the whale.
Okay, but you're now talking about your father fucking.
No,
I never. Your father was but a vessel. Gosh, no. He approached not the meaning of a man!
Okay. Moving along. We want to talk about the news?
He was a dirty astronaut.
So, speaking of bridges and docks, a bridge in Atlanta broke and fell.
On somebody.
Tell us what happened to the bridge in Atlanta.
Somebody lit it on fire. They're not saying it's terrorism, but
so wait, but
know.
Now, so Atlanta's existed.
But they're not saying it's not terrorism.
But you know what the most interesting part of this story?
And then they made all the cars just wait there.
No, guys. You guys are missing the best part of this story.
The whole bridge.
They're admitting admitting that Atlantis exists.
Yeah, and that ISIS, ISIS attacked it. ISIS attacked Atlanta. Sometimes
Atlanta plus right. ISIS
that's
is Atlanta. ISIS is Atlantis.
That's right.
Oh, dude,
all the cars were going to it.
Connect the dots.
Think about it.
Yeah. Connect the dots. And they were like, "Stay here and watch this bridge burn." And they had them stay. They had them stay. And soon it's going to be like a 9/11 thing where there's like loss of my house.
What is
blah,
it like 3:30? Who wants to repeat that?
Yeah, I mean. Yeah, I know. Well, it's got a little ring to it.
What do you get? What do you get when you add Atlantis?
It fell. It fucking fell.
Sometimes you just want to watch the bridge burn.
Sometimes. Mm-hmm.
So in Atlantis, and was it like a, like an Atlantean funeral procession?
I think it was planning to be, and then like it just was a huge pyre.
It just
wait, like
lot.
Underwater?
And the people turned
with like scuba diver reporters
trying to set a fire underwater.
Well, there's like a bubble
it's
with
like
covering it, so that's why there was a fire, and it burned up all the oxygen actually, and then. Now Atlantis, you can't go anymore because there's no oxygen. The fire was so big.
Crazy.
I know. Such
fucking
a bummer.
Trump like cut off funding.
I know.
Atlantis
he's like
research.
Melania.
He's
I don't
like,
want
oh,
you to see
science.
Who I'm fucking in the White House. So he has to keep Melania like
you
she's
think
the side
still
bitch
fucks?
Now. He
you
tries.
Think Trump still fucks?
I bet he has somebody.
There's some type of weird technology
licky,
they probably use.
Something
yeah.
limp, but I don't
no,
know.
No, no, Trump.
Know.
No, he's only into it if they're like totally immobilized. Like he, she like takes
and, like
all
over
these
the
like
age
shots.
Of 17 is no. No
they do
no,
like
no
a
grata.
Primary like anesthesia and just like put her out like really hard.
God, and then it's just like full body Botox.
Like,
I don't
know. No, and then he just sort of like crawls on her like a bullfrog like from the ground, and then he just sort of like crouches onto her body.
Does he make the noises?
And then he just sort of like. Sort of like vibrates like on top of like a fetal position.
Does he expand on these?
He's like a leech. He's like a leech kind of like on her body. And then and then he just sort of falls off like
with
a dead bug. Like a dead lady bug.
You know what a country.
But Melania, you know, she's gotta be kept away. That's all that security, you know. She's got to be kept out of the White House so she doesn't see.
It's true.
Oh, yeah. I know.
She doesn't
I
see
know.
The.
It's
so
true.
She doesn't see
the bullfrog fucking.
Or Bin Laden's
on.
Jizz.
Do you think I that think, interns are yeah. hired for like how hot they are? Like explicitly? Like, oh, you know, she's got a nice rack. She doesn't know, like.
Or he, just, depending on your preference. We don't know much about our presidents.
Yeah.
Yo, young Trump. Who knows?
Mm hmm. Mm hmm.
Who knows?
Yeah, and Ivanka's husband. I don't know what's up with that.
Ivanka?
Yeah, maybe he's into guys.
Oh, you're talking about Young Dimples?
Yeah.
Jared Kushner?
Kush, yeah.
Oh, guys.
Jay Kush?
Jay Kush.
I have some
I would
bad
prefer
news.
Prefer that, honestly. Like, I would take no solace in...
She is sort of tall.
Jesus Christ,
moving
Jen.
On. We
what?
Don't need to speculate
yeah,
on the sexual...
Yeah, well, we do because I have some bad news.
...the White House because mm-hmm. they're deeply...
Well, and also it's not
deeply
irrelevant.
...deeply empty inside.
Yeah.
It's like a white Jesus. Kardashian. Did you notice
guys,
that?
Guys, hold on,
it's like
hold
an
on.
Eastern European
wait,
Kardashian.
Wait.
Pedestal.
Bad what news. Is there bad news?
Oh.
What's
oh,
the bad
Jesus.
News?
What's going on with you, man?
Oh,
what's
Jesus.
That, man?
I'm going to have to
hey,
be fired.
Are you okay, man?
Hey, Pat.
Oh,
what,
no.
What's going on with you, man?
Is I'm your just, cock I'm, shrunken?
No, but I'm in a really bad mood ever since I got this letter in the mail a couple weeks ago that was telling me that I have to be launched into space.
Oh, went, I thought that was supposed to happen last week.
No, but they delayed it.
Like SpaceX?
Yeah, because of the electrical workers rioting.
Damn it. No, but did you see the new SpaceX rocket? They can you
yeah.
can now pay to get
I
it
know,
quicker.
But there's no way I can get hard on that thing.
Oh,
you know,
think it's too small.
And
that's
the thing
about it. Like a
someone already blew
rocket.
Blasted off in this.
Yeah.
I can't.
There's no
I can't.
Way. I mean, that's the whole point of
oh,
it.
Oh God.
Oh God.
Oh Jesus Christ, guys.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
You know what the most embarrassing part is?
What?
Is that I have to be launched into space.
Oh my
nude.
God. Is this really happening?
By the Russians.
Oh, gee. What? Put that.
The Russians? What?
Put on a robe, man. Nobody
we
needs to see that.
Oh, God.
Crisco? Crisco? Really? We're using Crisco for this shit?
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. That they would play horn music is just so fucking humiliating.
Just for our listeners, he's been stripped
so
nude.
Oh, and just
he's being slathered down with Crisco right now, just lubed up. Oh my God, they're giving him a snorkel so that he can breathe, but they're really like lathering
oh,
it over
God,
his
God,
head.
The
Crisco sound is disgusting.
It's delicious, but I need it to breathe.
Disgusting.
Oh, Jesus. He's just being...
They won't
just
even
being,
give you oxygen?
Being rubbed down in animal fat and pull his beard.
So then you have to go into, like, a trance state since you won't be able to breathe inside of the earth, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's gonna
God,
be like
no.
the what's
he's
the
been
thing?
Hyperventilating all
what's
episodes.
The thing where
you,
get
you bring up a good point.
What's the thing like... where you get choked during sex?
Autoerotic asphyxiation.
Yes.
No, that's where you trick yourself.
But it's just like you don't
sex.
Have oxygen, so like that's just
okay,
gonna be the version.
Erotic.
Oh, guys. So then.
Oh God, honey.
They're gonna lay me down.
No, Pat, don't do it.
No, they are. They're gonna lube me right up.
Oh no! Just
I know, and they're gonna.
There's got to be some other way.
Nope. And the worst is they're gonna ship me off to the Soviet Union. They're gonna redeclare it the Soviet Union for a day just to humiliate me extra. They're gonna be like, he was deported to the Soviet Union. Like, can you imagine? Like, no one since Emma Goldman has been deported to the Soviet Union because
well,
it doesn't
Snowden.
Exist.
Snowden, like...
No, but it was Russia he was deported to, not
Snowden.
The Soviet Union.
Yeah, I feel
oh,
you.
Oh, well, they're going to lie me down. I might as well be fired into the earth into a dry cannon. Oh, well. Here we go.
Wow, it looks so much more like a luge.
What's the point? Oh, Jesus, why are all these ballerinas
they're sticking
here?
An ice skate up his ass.
Oh, God. Oh, oh Jesus God. Christ, I need to watch this face. Oh, God.
Oh,
God, no. Oh,
stay
God.
Hard, man. Stay hard.
Oh, God, so
stay
fast.
Hard. You've
oh,
got
Jesus.
This.
Stay hard. Stay hard.
Oh, God. I feel
you
like I'm losing
this,
my
man.
Direction.
You're the man. You're
no,
the
no.
Man.
Oh, they keep rotating all of the ballerinas. This is the ballerina reel. Oh, God, I'm so aroused but confused. Oh. Oh.
He's independent.
Oh,
stay aroused.
Oh,
stay
aroused.
Is stiff
oh, God.
As hard.
Oh, God, the atmosphere is starting to thin. It's starting to get blue outside. Oh, Jesus, everything is in Russian. I have no idea what the fuck is going on. Oh, God, I'm so aroused.
I'm
oh, God.
As long as he's aroused.
Oh, Jesus.
Mother Earth.
Oh, guys. Oh, guys, I'm starting to float. Oh.
What's it like down there, man? Are you okay? That looked crazy.
Oh, God. Oh, I'm so hard.
Oh, Jesus, you got it. Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh. Is this it? Am I to be fired into the earth?
Think of the NYU students committing suicide in the library.
Wait. Charles de Gaulle International to Patrick. Are you still hard?
I'm still hard. Oh, God. Oh, please don't make me be fired into the earth. There's supposed to be some other way to interrogate it. Come on.
Oh, wait, no. Just like your papa before you would be fired into the earth.
Oh, God. Space is fucking huge. Jesus Christ. Fuck. Oh my God, these ballerinas are so hot! Oh.
Never mind you, these ballerinas! You will be fired into the earth like your father!
Oh, but then, you see, the French consulate with Charles de Gaulle called me through the time loop and they were like, fuck this guy. We're gonna
She's
fire
losing
this.
Interest! She's losing interest! You gotta keep her stimulated!
Keep that foreplay going.
But then America? Yep. Oh, keep her stimulated! But then America was like, son, you gotta come back home. Like, we're not ready. Nope.
No way.
Like, Mother
She's
Earth doesn't want
you.
And we just learned about this thing called consent.
Is he
mid-tone? No, yeah.
And
She wants to. Mother Earth wants to do it with
you. Hasn't
warmed
her up enough.
Yeah, hasn't warmed her yet.
We need a couple more years.
She does want to accept your seed, Patrick. She does. But.
She's got to be a little warmer.
Got to be a little warmer. We got to. So, we're going to take you down.
More,
we're going to take you down
coal.
To Earth.
More
and
coal.
I was like, oh, Jesus. I'm an atheist, but I was just praying like a motherfucker. I was
burn
like, oh, sweet baby Jesus, please, please don't make me be fired into the earth. To impregnate it. That's so unfortunate. Oh. And then they...
Saved by the bell.
God, I was saved at the last
they're
minute.
Like, put your dick between your legs because it may
you
change.
You know what? This is like every season finale of The Walking Dead where you think something's going to happen and then Pat doesn't get fired into the earth. There's like at least one like diehard Apocalypse fan.
Oh my goodness. It's a ghost! Bitchcraft. That was creepy, bro. Is that our followers? Are they coming? Wait, do we have a pitchfork in case the undead come? Is it the undead? Undead followers, please. We will fucking bash your heads in, undead followers.
We're gonna have to start re-entering the atmosphere.
We're gonna... No more fucking the earth, okay? We gotta stop.
Well, now that the Americans have taken over again.
Just the apocalypse.
Okay, it's no longer the Soviet Union.
You will note that
we're
someone
back.
Has someone has started banging on the ceiling.
A ghost.
With no regard for science or the future
the moment
of humanity.
That's right. Or art. For the next or love. 9 minutes, 45
or guys.
Seconds. Yeah.
Someone either is banging on the
on the floor very hard in the room
maybe
above
they
us,
were trying
or
to fuck the earth.
Or an old elderly person, or a toddler, re-entering the earth
after almost being fired into it.
I think they were trying to fuck the earth. I think they got a little excited and they came when you couldn't.
Jealous
they were like,
We have reached a loss of
that anticipation of fucking the earth was just, ooh.
Guys, there's a loss of telemetry.
At the time of the blackout, the flight dynamics officer reported that all of the Orion systems looked perfect.
Oh, am I lost in space?
Oh, shit.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, no.
No.
Look, Apocalypse. Come
back. Try to fart your way back
Wait,
into the Earth's atmosphere.
Get your Bibles out. Get your Quran.
Oh, Jesus.
Check it out.
I know you ate a taquito before this.
This is the day we've been waiting for. Where the fuck are you at?
Just about 12 knots.
Oh, here it comes.
Wave heights no more than about 4.5 feet or so.
Oh, 4.5
Perfect
feet.
Perfect conditions for
listeners,
Orion's
look,
homecoming.
We're parachuting back to Earth safely.
If you've ever prayed in your life, pray right now. At Friday at 2:45 p.m., probably.
Did I make it?
Dear gods and goddesses.
Also, don't please Radio Free Brooklyn.
I want you to open up your Bibles.
Open up your pocketbooks.
I want you to open up your first and last testaments. I want you to open up your Qurans and
I
your
want
shadow
you to call
Qurans.
718.
Oh, especially your shadow Qurans.
9289.
I want you to open up
in
your
space.
Torahs
RFP.
And your double Torahs. And I want you to fucking pray for Patrick.
This view from
space.
Orion itself.
Oh, closer to God than any of us
Deschutes,
have ever been.
Helping
guys,
it
pray
to
for his
descend
return.
Gently.
Oh, God. Thank God I'm descending gently.
It splashed down to the Pacific.
I can't wait till I splash down to the Pacific.
Followers, keep praying. You're doing it. You're doing
feet.
It.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh,
God.
Allah, Allah, Allah. What a son of Muhammad.
Oh, God. I'm so scared.
Alhamdulillah.
Please make it work. Please make it work.
Oh, God. I'm falling through the sky.
Oh, we can't.
Through the clouds. Oh, Jesus. It's so embarrassing.
Maliki Yawm al-Din.
Oh, I have to pee.
Iyak nasta'ina. Iyak nasta'ina.
Oh.
Why?
Dear Jesus, if you love
just a few
us,
hundred
please,
feet until splashdown.
Oh God, only a few hundred feet until splashdown. Oh God, Jesus, I hope that they don't have to fire me back up there again because that was really stressful. Jesus, God Almighty.
100 feet.
Oh, thank God, it's the last 100 feet. I can't wait for
it's
this.
Burning. It's burning. The heat.
Look, there's one of you apocalypse listeners doesn't truly believe.
We have
splashdown
confirmed at 10:29 a.m. Central Time.
Those that are not
Orion
undead.
Is back on Earth.
Thank you for your prayers.
America has driven a golden spike
America.
As it crosses a bridge into the
America.
Future.
Oh, the golden spike.
You can pee now.
Very good. Very
you can
good.
Pee now.
Okay.
Very good.
You're in the ocean.
Good work. Everybody, you did awesome.
Jesus, thank God I'm in the ocean. I can pee now.
This is disgusting.
I was in the time warp. I couldn't pee because then, I would be my own pee, and it's like.
Ew. Ooh. And when would you ever emerge?
Oh, speaking
if you're in
of
the time
emerging.
Warp, yeah.
What a weird apocalypse. I feel like we traveled through time.
I know.
Stress.
This is the stress
that,
so
that Pat must have been feeling. Like, the just G-force. The stress trying to have to wonder how he could possibly fulfill the enormous genitalia of the Earth.
If ever anyone wondered if the Apollo cast
like you hear about
art,
a hot dog down a hallway.
Yeah, I mean, like, what? Yeah, the stress is just
not
crazy.
Not to say that the
like,
Earth isn't tight as
but
it,
but seriously.
But, you know, there's just a geographic.
We need to have a little conversation.
She's used to a little bit different, you know. Okay.
Like meteors and shit. You really know how
guys.
To like, talk.
Hold it down.
Oh, the orchestra is tuning up.
That was way... Can you move the orchestra a little farther away? They're, pretty intrusive.
Well, anyways, tell us a story about how you caught your bird.
Okay, so I was really drunk, and I fell asleep on my couch.
This is a true story, 100%.
And I had a roommate who loved running. I don't know why. No one likes running. I run for the bus.
She hated herself.
Running. If you have boobs, you're like, why would I ever run? No, I want to keep my boobs when I'm old. They'll move away if you leave them behind when you run. Yeah. So
well,
I'm passed out drunk.
Just start a checking account.
So, okay. Dark.
Sorry, continue.
Okay, Melania, thanks. So anyway, I wake up drunk. She comes in from a run at fucking 7 in the morning on a Saturday. I'm like, oh my God. So I go back to my room and I look and there's just a little yellow being with a yellow mohawk and orange cheeks sitting on my fire escape. Literally, body is about the palm of my hand and then this huge ass tail. So I have to Google it. I'm like, what is a bird with a mohawk doing here in the winter? It was Thanksgiving or some shit. And I'm in Brooklyn, right? I'm near Greenwood Cemetery, the zoo and whatnot. So I Google it and I find some people online. I'm like, is this your bird? and they're calling me like, it's my bird. Yes, it's my bird. I like have no legs. It's my bird in Pennsylvania. And we all know there are hellmouths in Pennsylvania. And I'm like, I don't think this bird.
All Pennsylvanians are liars.
I do not think this bird.
And you were like, I didn't ask about your legs.
Yeah. So anyways, continue, yeah, please.
So me and the bird, though, we're chilling. And I had this golden ukulele that I would write songs on.
Oh,
and
the golden ukulele.
The golden ukulele. So I'm, you know, I get the ukulele out because I'm kind of scared. You know, a bird is sort of like a dinosaur. I'm like, oh, I'm not going to touch this. So I'm playing the ukulele. He's singing along. He's like, and I'm like, are you hitting on me, bro? And he's like, I'm like, okay, bruh, we're going to chill. So the next thing I know, my little bird, like I said, it's like the size of my palm, throws its wings, this brolic shit, and a fucking hawk dive bombs me on my sixth floor fire escape.
Oh, Jesus fucking
Christ.
And I'm
like, what the fuck is going on? So I stand there in horror because it's literally arm's length away.
Poor little
yeah,
bird.
Not today, yeah, Satan. The poor little, yeah, not fucking today. And that bird is way smaller, probably like a third of the size, fights the shit out of the hawk. Hawk leaves, and I'm like totally scared. I've never been so close to a hawk. So then the hawk comes back. The hawk fucking comes back. And this time I take the ukulele and I take a swing. Hawk runs away. So now I've saved the fucking bird's life. Bird flies away. I call for him. He comes back. I climb up the fire escape. I get close and I'm like, hey, little bird. Hey. And the bird, he puts his head under his wing and he's like, I'm yours,
but
bitch.
Then he's spoken words.
And I bring him down to my room and he whispers to me. He's like, someday your egg shall grow and you shall impregnate the sun. And I was like, what? And he's like, and then from there on, nothing. And it is true. Today I have found out I have the egg. Yes. The egg that shall grow to someday feed the sun.
Oh God, to impregnate the sun.
She will do it.
Oh my God.
I will grow it for you.
Oh Jesus.
The oak hath been
told. The cockatiel prophecy has come true at last.
Violet is pregnant.
The yolk is poached.
She's going to have a child. And it's going to be fired into the sun.
The yolk's been poached, New York.
Yes, probably in 18 more years.
I did not know the sun was a lesbian.
I know, right? We don't know. Well, yeah, it could go both ways.
Stay woke, New York.
The sun could be non-binary.
Your yolk has been poached.
Guys, congratulations on a child. A child that was conceived on the Apocalypse.
Can we just
that's
pass,
right. Actually,
can we pass around this hashtag? Hashtag the yolk has been poached?
Yes. It was indeed conceived during Obama's golden age.
That's all.
It was like, that egg was like, now.
At the Apocalypse.
Fresh. Yeah, at the Apocalypse.
In the bathroom.
There was a song about this.
Well, it was playing. It was
about
like,
people falling in love at the Apocalypse.
That's right. At the end of the world. Yeah. Yeah. At the end of the world. And it was. Yeah. It was. It was like.
So, but are you guys.
Ew, you have an egg?
Oh,
yes.
Jesus.
Oh, wow. He's eating an egg. Oh,
symbolically imbibing.
Are you guys sad that
the egg?
Wait. Viewers will know, Midwest Style has just produced an 11:57 p.m. egg.
Hard boiled. There was no removing of the shell. The shell was pre-removed.
No, yeah. Or like
I mean,
a bird.
Okay, you guys. Maybe you guys
we will
to the show.
We shall all take a bite of the egg.
You guys,
I'm gonna pass this around to everyone.
No.
Let everyone
blood
know,
becomes
no
blood. Seed becomes seed.
The Gentiles won't eat the egg.
I don't know.
Everybody eats the egg. The egg is the best.
Eggs are good. They're kosher.
Everyone takes a bite and
they're
just
so good.
It's like a Kali Ma situation.
Actually, my bird at one point he got kind of drunk, I think, and he smashed his face into glass, cracked his lips, couldn't eat. And he's at this crazy vet and they're like, oh, we're going to keep him longer because he can't eat. And I was like, fuck no. So I brought.
Don't judge my fucking bird.
The bird is 0.7 pounds, right? It weighs absolutely fucking nothing. It ate like almost an entire egg. It was so hungry, but it couldn't chew anything else.
The bird ate an egg?
Yeah.
I like how quickly we've gone from announcing the pregnancy of one of our co-hosts
to a
talking
bird
about the egg.
Pillaging
He's
an
like,
egg.
Oh, check it out. I'm pregnant. What of it? Oh, check it out. An egg. Ooh.
Okay, well,
like,
so well,
the child will be
from,
raised.
This is like kind of
with eggs.
Well. Yeah, but also this
eggs are very important.
This is where Easter comes from. Read a book, New York.
Violet, this is important. Always remember that when you have your child, just be like,
Tell me, because you know so much about children.
I do. That's why I'm so
not in a bad way, New York.
No, in a good way. My parents. My parents taught me well.
He knows that when, I like.
Except for the whale
fucking. He knows how to kind of like.
When you have your child, be like, listen, little
hide under beds and like get out of small bathroom windows. Like get out of the back trunk really fast.
One day you're going to hold your child and you'd be like, listen, little Apocalypse. Thank you so much.
That's the name.
Like we were on the fence about
you'll
it.
You call him Paul for short.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, or at that's least a family name actually, yeah, on both sides.
It's an old Irish family name. Oh, the Apocalypse.
Oh, jeez.
Now I'm going to do it.
Apocalypse. Yeah, middle name. Come on.
Now I'm going to do it.
Yeah, it's got to be the middle name of the child.
Okay, anyway, so I'm going to raise him up and be like,
yeah, you're going to hold him up and you're going to be like, son or daughter. It's a bright future.
I was going to say, look, it's going to be 2018, so she's going to be like son or daughter. I don't presume to judge.
No.
Or non-binary house partner.
Yeah. House partner. Yeah.
Heir to the violent fortune.
You're
going to
say, we love you.
Or debt.
You know? And all the co-hosts at the Apocalypse especially love you.
Mm-hmm. You've been growing up to their
maybe
voices.
Even more than your parents, because it's like, if you're an idea, like all your parents really did was fuck. But like, if you really have the idea that you guys should bring a child forth into the world to crucify all the traitors, it's an idea that was born at the Apocalypse.
Yeah, honestly, listen,
it's not just because of intercourse.
You should know that you're listening to history right now.
Yeah.
This is the first child conceived beneath the earth.
Who knew you could even impregnate the sun? We didn't even know that could be done. Yeah, we just knew it could be done to the
earth. The prophecy of the cockatiel came true. I had forgotten about it.
Who even loved to ask?
And this is 100% righteous. What does the cockatiel do now?
The cockatiel, oh, it's so cute.
Yeah.
So cockatiels actually, it's so funny because you go online and people are like, why do I do this? But cockatiels, they hear like us, but they can sense vibration, I think like 180 or 300 times as well as we can through their feet. Game. So they but sit there.
Exactly wait, so wait, wait, wait. If you use a vibrator, does it fuck with the bird?
All the birds are like, oh, Jesus.
That's very intense. I would never let my bird near me if I was doing that bestiality.
You'd be like, look away, bird.
Anyways,
so it's so fucking cute because the bird will literally sit on my shoulder and then climb down and sit on my stomach and like look around. It will climb around my stomach and be like, where's the baby at? And find the heartbeat of the baby. It's so like, fucking cute.
And then it'll sing.
What is this thing called the Apocalypse?
And then he won't get off your stomach. He'll
that's right.
Stay right there. It's so funny.
It's Where so cute. What and is he now? Won't leave. Mm-hmm.
What is the Apocalypse?
What is it? Where
are you,
are
wait,
we?
Are you? Are real? You? Are you fucking Apocalypse ready for a child?
Yeah.
That's it.
That's your child, Apocalypse.
That's your child. That's
you
the
did
one,
this.
That's you guys conceived that.
Wait, guys.
One more time.
No. We're going to plug this into the mics.
It's the anti-Bannon. Oh my God, yeah. This is the anti-Bannon.
You guys remember the prophecy from like a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
Remember the Bannon and the anti-Bannon.
Remember we like
the anti-Bannon is here.
Yeah, we went to the pet shelter.
I told
and we went to the pet shelter and we sacrificed a cat and two dogs.
Like whoa, what
you did not
fuck?
Do that.
No, you. Yeah, whoa, you just, whoa.
Is that equal a person? A cat and two dogs?
Too much.
That's what happens when you kill Jesus Christ.
How much
you said the word vibrator a minute ago, and you think
wait, two cats and one
you
dog
think slit in a cat's
we're
throat sacrificed? For Christ.
Oh,
you
just God, said no. slit.
Hold on. Let's do some math.
Birds murder birds, though. So.
I mean, virgins will be fine with.
You just put a filthy word
the
in
sacred
my mouth.
The sacred anti-Bannon heartbeat.
It's beautiful.
Word. Whoa. I know
it's
the heartbeat. Cute.
It's not that great.
Oh, that's what the, no, but that's what the hope of all mankind sounds it's like.
Anti-Bannon people. A new president.
You can just hear.
Maybe female.
It's amazing.
Let's hear it again.
How, like,
maybe a female president.
Let's hear it again. Closer to the mic.
Lie prostate. Prostrate. Lie prostrate.
Lie prostate.
Oh, whoa. Yeah.
Someday.
Apocalypse.
I'm not even fully formed yet, but I know what treason is. And I know that I would never commit it. And that I hate those who would.
Lie prostrate before the sound of Violet M. Seed.
I know that I am.
Or egg.
I am descended from a long line of Apocalypse hosts. Of Apocalypse hosts who carried high the traditions of the Apocalypse. And who were high while they carried the traditions of the
Apocalypse. Song to this, like a metronome. Like
I know, right?
Let's hear it again.
Play the sound of the child! It
It's a human life, New York City. What's up?
That's right. Oh. Growing. Do you know this life right now is the size of a fucking Nintendo video controller?
That's the only way I can sympathize with it.
Isn't that crazy?
You know, because they explained to me.
But wait.
I was like a pomegrante
what, like
and an onion.
N64? What are you
like? Just like a video controller.
Do we not know if it's anti-Bannon or
that's
like
pretty big.
It's the little Xbox?
But do we not know if it's a has a dick or a pussy yet?
We don't know.
We don't know.
We have to wait a couple
more
weeks.
That's what our like sort of.
Couple more weeks.
Heavily preoccupied gay neighbor asked right away.
We
told him that Violet M was with child, and within
he's bisexual.
4 seconds.
So he needs
the
to
very
find
next
out.
Sentence of his mouth was that, oh, now you know they're going to use the imaging to look and see it to look at their little sort of
wiener.
Just assuming that it's a boy.
Oh my god,
their dingus.
But,
and my father-in-law is the best because
you know,
he's like,
you gotta respect your elders, New York.
He's like the right? Heir. You know, the heir is here. And then, like, of course, my side of the family is more matriarchal, and they're like, it's a chick. So the future is female. So we already the wars
give
of the family are being played out. No, we don't know. It could be
the
male
heir. I think
you
might just revealed classified information.
No, we don't know.
What the fuck are you asking of me? Okay. Yeah.
But I was saying to Patrick earlier that I have Spidey sense. Smell now, so I can smell all the pee in New York.
And she can smell the hellmouths.
All of the pee, yeah. And
we're in different types of animals.
Oh my god, yeah.
Well, anyways, we have a little segment explaining Rhode Island, so we're gonna learn about Rhode Island right now.
It's horrifying.
No, we're gonna learn about Delaware.
You could be like a detective. Right?
I know.
You'd be like those movies, like Rookie
I'd be like,
of the
this
Year.
Is semen.
It'd be like Rookie of the Year, where like he's a master baseball pitcher for like 6 months because he broke his arm.
Like a little bunny.
Congratulations on your child and all that, but I gotta say I'm pretty disappointed in all of us.
What's new?
Overall, like I'm happy that you're having a kid.
I know.
And I'm gonna love that kid.
I know.
But
are you
overall
you're
this
next.
Is
you're next. It's I'm catching.
You are next.
Well, look at
learn about Delaware.
It's like throwing the bouquet.
Wait, so, this is actually lore. Pat can never have a child because the seed is already promised to the earth.
Yeah.
Let's hope not. Let's hope that I can't have a child.
There's two balls though, so maybe like half of it will go to the earth.
It was only one of the seeds. Anyways, play Delaware.
Well, yeah, Delaware. I showed my friend the Apocalypse, and we decided to start up our own Apocalypse South segment.
Oh, wow.
So,
Jesus. That is not a hellmouth. I don't know what it is.
No,
but continue.
My friend Alan wanted to make sure that we here knew all of the information that was necessary to understand what's going on with Delaware, because I think you'll all realize.
Because I know they have a lot of crabs.
It's all
know?
The dying, all
they're
the blood.
Sort of trying to be like Maryland.
Well, so like all of the banks, basically, like if you ever get like a mail from your bank, it has like an address in Delaware.
No way.
Yeah, yeah, no, all of them.
And Delaware is fucking tiny.
Play it.
Okay,
here
we go.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. So much there.
I demand answers.
Okay. Last time I was in Delaware.
All right, guys. Let's find out.
I saw a dancing crab.
All right, come on. Let's go.
Make it. Dancing crab.
You don't understand. There is no Delaware. There is no Delaware.
Jesus
the fucking hellspawn created this fake set of legislative principalities in order to win votes for the southern colonies, the 6 southern colonies, so they could have a 7th and break the tie of 6-6 when there were only 12 colonies. But fucking thanks
those
to Ben
fuckers.
Franklin and fucking
ben
praise
Franklin?
Be unto Jesus Caesar Rodney, we were able to
Betrayal.
Flip the legislators so we could win for independence. But since then, we've come completely taken over by the motherfucking World Bank and the Freemasons and the
Damn
Satanic
it.
Church.
Go to
and
Switzerland.
They're
oh, Jesus,
totally
the
controlling
Satanic
the world
church.
Through this weird little state, this one building in the middle of this non-existent illegal territory.
Jesus. Read a book, New York.
You what's his
Read
name?
Read a book.
Alan Price.
Alan
Read
Price. You have
book.
To go fuck that building. You know. It's pregnant to you. You have to go
Take
make love
piss.
To the earth.
Yeah.
You know,
go.
Only
go.
I can get it pregnant. But go for it. You know what I mean? Like,
if you need lessons, watch a little Marina Abramovich. Yeah. She will show you.
How to get the earth pregnant?
You fuck the water. You practice in a wooden hole.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, the wooden hole. Yeah,
Cut
that was a big
hole.
Part of punishment during my childhood.
And
like,
practice,
go find the wooden hole.
Into the sea first. On the dock, as if it's there's a whale, and then you may actually go and dig a true hole.
Wait, what?
Or if you're a girl, you know, you can like watch Evil Dead, practice that way. It really doesn't look good though, so
you
can leave that to the gentleman.
That's a little extreme.
Did you know that if you come in a public swimming pool, you can get like. Pregnant.
Ew,
you can get a child pregnant?
They said pools are like 70%
pee now. If she's old enough to bleed, she's old enough to
bleed. 100,000
pregnant in a pool?
No.
No.
Anyways, guys, thanks for listening to the podcast. If you like the podcast, go to www.patreon.com/RadioFreeBrooklyn.
Give us
money.
Blood.
Send us your blood, your virgin blood especially.
Yeah,
we really need
that.
It.
Follow the law.
Yeah, Burning Bridges with Margo is up next.
Yeah.
I'm very discouraged, I have to say. There's just,
Delaware does not exist.
We got
Delaware
you back from space.
Thank
we
you
came back
for
from
our
time.
Listener mail. Oh, shit. Listener, oh, my God, we forgot.
We love you. Oh, my God. Is there time for the mail?
There's no time.
God damn it. Deidre.
Oh, it's because my phone died. That's
didn't Deidre call? Oh, man. I miss Deidre.
Oh, I miss
Deidre.
Deidre,
call us next time. We miss you.
Yeah, we would have done it if it wasn't for all
you're
the
so
incompetence
cute.
And the failure and
you're
the
so
treason.
So confused.
I can kind of predict Deidre's question, though.
Oh, yeah?
What about the blood?